At the Iowa City landfill, there are tall rows of compost, a goulash of food waste and lawn trimmings. Each pile is about the size of a city bus, but it's the smell that you notice first. When it's cold, you can see steam coming off of the mounds. The landfill's recycling coordinator, Jen Jordan, says the compost won't last long. Iowa City gardeners buy it every season.
It's a hot commodity, no pun intended. Currently, it's $10 a ton. We've sold out for the past 3 years.
The Iowa City landfill has included food in their compost since 2007. But Jordan says that even with the money they make from selling it, the program still operates at a loss.
If we take in 10,000 tons a year of organics, including yard waste and food waste, at the end of that, we might only be able to sell 5,000 tons, just because in the process, it cooks down.
The landfill will soon see an influx of more material from the cafeterias at the University of Iowa hospitals. 2 months ago, the hospital received criticism after the Cedar Rapids Gazette reported that they threw out an average of 12% of the food prepared in the dining halls, about $181,000 worth of food in a year.
I think preparing food in a hospital environment is always complex because there's two large groups that we're trying to support. One, it's all the patients and visitors that are coming through our dining facilities, plus the patients that we're trying to feed within the hospital.
Scott Turner is an associate director for U of I Hospitals. He says they've taken time to reevaluate their food preparation methods to reduce the amount they waste.
Making sure that we're cooking food in smaller batches to reduce the amount of food that may need to be discarded. We've taken additional steps to make sure that food can be safely donated to other organizations.
But food waste isn't just a problem at large organizations where a lot of people eat. Food makes up 14% of the waste going into Iowa landfills, and nationally, that number is higher, 21%. And the vast majority of these food scraps aren't composted. Only 4 public landfills in the state of Iowa have food composting programs.
It's definitely a growing waste stream, and it's not going down like paper, cardboard, and wood waste.
At the Waste Reduction Center at the University of Northern Iowa, Dan Nicky studies the reasons why there's so much food waste.
It's not necessarily profitable for the landfill to do food waste composting. It has to be trucked in separately. The more times you try to take out certain waste streams and deal with them individually, it's more labor intensive.
Landfills also need to get a permit and to comply with environmental regulations to make sure pathogens and pesticides don't get into the mix.
And those conditions the facilities don't want to have to deal with.
But Nikki says there's a growing interest to make large-scale composting more prevalent in Iowa. In Iowa City, hospital spokesman Scott Turner says he doesn't have an estimate of how much the U of I hospitals will contribute to the composting operation. But as one of the area's largest employers, it's bound to be significant. In Iowa City, I'm Dori Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.